is getting on the glass.
And that is what she's doing in this game, as we are joined here on Media Row and the Wendy's Halftime Show by Hobbs native, state champion, person everybody knows and loves, Adrian Ross joins us. Hi, Adrian.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Can you hear okay?
I can hear great. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, back here in the pit, 15 years after the last time the Lady Eagles won the state championship, you were, of course, on that team. What kind of memories does this bring back for you?
It brings back more than memories. It's actually bringing back emotions, you know, like you feel it, you know, especially being down at halftime. I think we're down five. If I remember correctly, we didn't win it easily, you know, 15 years ago, but we did. So hopefully they're in the locker room knowing that, okay, got the jitters out, missed the shots that we typically would make, you know, a lot of the threes. So hopefully they come out, you know, with that same mindset. But I definitely remember, like, yesterday.
I know, too. I mean, I've been talking here in this second quarter, watching Amaya Brown. I mean, we got the two Amayas going head-to-head. We'll get to Lewis in a minute. But Amaya Brown looks like your game out there. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. The same body type, the same
play. And it reminds me. And I'm like, and a lot of the things that she does are some things that I didn't learn until later in my career. She's a special player. Definitely special. You know, the pull-up game, the mid-range, you don't see that often in high school basketball where you cross over and elevate over a defender. So I love watching that. It definitely does remind me, but not my early game. You know, we had not my high school game. I didn't have that in my repertoire at the time.
Heck, I remember you in 2003 going to that big sophomore going up in the playoffs up there. Was it Farmington or Gallup?
Yes.
Some faraway place, and
right,
getting a taste of it there. Have you had a chance to work with Lewis? Do you play with her at all?
Yeah, I actually work with her and Amaya both, you know, Brown both, but more so with Lewis, being that we're both in Hobbs, and she's a little sister to me. I mean, you see us often. Like, I go to all her AAU tournaments. I try to critique and work with her a lot, and her game's developing. And I think she's one of those, even though she's blooming and doing well and standing out, but I feel like her better years are to come, because she's just one of those players with the body types you don't see often, you know. So I'm looking forward to working with her more and watching her do work elsewhere.
I know we talked a couple days ago after the big semifinal game, but you get kind of nervous sitting with the Hobbs fans, because they're kind of looking at you as a coach. What are you doing in this spot?
They're waiting for me to say something opposite. I'm like, I have nothing to say. I'm just watching. But, I mean, of course you do, but it's hard to be in that situation, because I'm here wanting to watch. I'm enjoying watching these girls. We have a lot of people on both benches that I enjoy. There's another girl on the Cibola bench that I enjoy watching. The shooter going to San Diego State, I forgot which number she is, but I love seeing just high school basketball, and especially that I've been out of Hobbs. I look to New Mexico like home, you know, so no matter what team they're on, it's nice to see this many great players on the court.
Well, it certainly is. So if you're in the locker room right now, what are you telling these Lady Eagles, and what are they going to have to do to get back into this one and win that state championship?
I'd get a little bit more aggressive on offense. You know, I think that they're shooting a lot of open threes, but they're not going in. So go and draw some fouls. You know, no one's in foul trouble on the other team. Also, maybe get a little bit more movement. You know, Cibola's not really having to play too much defense. They're not moving too much. So hopefully just, you know, let it go, come back out, be ready to play, and I think they'll be great. These girls are some tough girls, so.
Of course, you played with TCU, you played with San Antonio in the WNBA. You're overseas now. Kind of gives an update. You've been over there quite a few years.
I'm on my 10th season there, and everyone's like, you still playing? I'm like, as long as their wheels are on, I'm rolling. You know, when they fall off, I'll be done. But, of course, you know, I'm going to eventually have to transition into something else. So I know it's going to have to be with basketball. It is my passion, but also kids and giving back. So in the meantime, yes, I'm playing. It's my job. It's been great, you know. Learning so much through cultural barriers, language barriers, you know, dealing with different people. You're learning a lot of life skills that I'm going to be able to utilize in whatever I do next. So I love it. I love it. The games are great. You know, you've got a lot of fans over there. And it's nice to be able to go somewhere, because I don't play in the States anymore. So to go, you know, it's hard not playing in front of your family and your friends. That's the difficult part, but also you find new friends and fans and stuff like that. So it's been a great experience.
And we're going to see you on TV eventually, right? You're a mass comment.
Maybe. You never know. We'll see.
All right. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you taking some
Thank
time
you.
With us here
Bye.
On
Thank
the
you.
Wendy's Halftime Show here at the pit. Our score, it's Hobbs trailing Cibola 24-19. We're back in a minute for the second half. Meal and fresh, never frozen beef. With Ty Friend, I'm TJ Miracle, and rejoined courtside by Adrian Ross as the Lady Eagles go get the big blue trophy, Ty Friend.
Yeah, I'd like to bring Adrian in real quickly. A big game here, Adrian. Of course, 2003 is when you won it. We talked at halftime about converting on those three shots. If you get them open, put them down, and it looks like they did it.
They did, and they really did. They played with so much poise, making the free throws at the end. Man, I don't think I felt this happy when we won it, honestly.
What about Kira Knight with those critical three trays in the second half and finishes up with four trays of the ball game, hits those two free throws into regulation, and then free throw shooting was horrible this ball game until the end.
Yeah, it really was. Unfortunately, it was for both sides because, well, you know, that we were able to capitalize when they didn't make both. Another key factor is Anaya. Anaya with all the shot blocks and the rebounds, and I mean, it was just incredible.
Yeah, lots of kids stepping up in this one. Ayanna Smith, as you mentioned, 18 points, 7 rebounds. Kara Knight, 18 points, 5 rebounds. And going back to Ayanna Smith for a minute, she had some steals.
A guard out there. Yeah, it was amazing. And they just played together. That's why I enjoyed watching it so much. You know, thinking back to when we won it, I don't remember that much chemistry, you know. But we fought hard together. But watching these girls, you've seen them come up as young girls and win a state championship is amazing.
Plus, two, some key foul outs for Siebel in this game. Kayla Martinez, 22 points, 10 rebounds. Adam Marie Waddell had 7 points and 8 rebounds. She was fouled out, too. Almost Brown at the end there, almost fouled out before a timeout. Coach Comer barely saved her. But a lot of those kids working hard for Siebel. They had this game in their hand for much of the contest.
And this is true, and they really stepped it up. They capitalized on them in their fouls. You know, they kept taking it to them. Amaya, she stepped it up, got aggressive. We made eye contact in the middle, and she looked at me, and I looked. It was like, you know, like, go get them. And, I mean, she did. I was so excited about this game.
Is it tough to play at the Pit under this type of condition, especially you're playing against an Albuquerque school here?
Absolutely, and especially knowing in the back of your head, you know, that this might be the last time, my last high school game, you know, with that. Those emotions running with you, I couldn't imagine. But I played in this Pit often, even when I left, when I was playing at TCU. It's not an easy atmosphere. So the way these girls played second half is just incredible.
And it's a fantastic game, and, you know, it's got to bring back the memories, as we've talked about. So, you know, really, to get this win, what was the big key? What do you think was the turning point when it went from, well, we're still in it, to we can win it?
Yeah, you can. Well, the thing is, you know, to get down 8 points, I don't remember exactly, but to get down that much in a girls' high school basketball game when they're playing zone is a lot of points, you know. But the big thing is they started playing defense. They started putting pressure. Of course, Amaya Brown, you don't stop her. You know, she's one of those players. But you if you're able to limit her, and they did that, and I think that was big. And they did it collectively. You know, people were reaching in, diving in, contesting shots. And, I mean, that really was one of the main reasons why they won.
Yeah, held her to just 5 points in the fourth quarter. So
was definitely a key factor. The thing I'm upset about is I told the girls, not upset, but I'm like, dang, I told the girls, you know, y'all win the state championship, I'll get you all pedicures. So I don't know if they're listening, any of their family listening to this, but I'm not going to remind them.
Yeah, well, you just did it on the radio. Hey, what about the overtime? You know, in games in this situation, it's so back and forth in the end of the game. Do you like to have that extra few minutes to kind of sort things out, or what?
I don't always like it, depending on what end you're on. I knew we were going to win if we went into overtime with their key player at the moment being on the bench, with Amaya Brown being in foul trouble, and then what also with us having momentum. You know, they had it. So coming in, I knew they were going to come with fire and feist, and that's what they did.
All right, Adrian Ross joining us on the Wendy's postgame show. Hobbs Lady Eagles are victorious 64-55, the final. We will take another 2-minute timeout, come back, and wrap this one up. You're listening to the Hobbs Lady Eagles state championship postgame show from Wendy's. Wendy's postgame show continues from the Pit in Albuquerque. The Hobbs Lady Eagles victorious and have claimed the state championship 64-55. Tiff Stuber in studio engineering and producing with Ty Friend and Adrian Ross. I'm TJ Miracle. Welcome back to the Pit. And Ty, what you got?
I think a big difference in this game was 19 turnovers for Siebel, just 8 for the Hobbs Lady Eagles. Hobbs outscoring Siebel 24-17 in the fourth and 11-2 in the overtime.
Yeah, got exactly what they needed here. And one more number to throw out there, the Hobbs Lady Eagles getting their 30th win of the season, and they are the final 6A state champs, of course, going back to 5A. Next year, 6A is going away. So the Hobbs Lady Eagles victorious here today, as Adrian Ross, you checking out the little basketball there elsewhere. It's perfectly okay. So, you know, seeing something like this has to bring back memories for you, Adrian. You know, what are these girls feeling right now that they've gone up to the media room to do the NMAA TV interviews and all that?
I think they're probably still in shock. You know, they worked hard for this, and they were so hurt last year, you know, when they put that loss, but they dug in since then. And so I think they're just shocked, relieved. I know they're going to be happy, but what they don't know is they'll never forget this. They'll never forget it. I've played a lot of basketball since this 15 years ago, and I still remember it, you know. So I'm very happy for them. They'll always cherish this. And it's great for Hobbs, you know, to bring it back and throw another banner in that gym, you know, where it belongs. And I'm just so excited for them.
Well, it is an exciting time. Something tells me they're not going to have any trouble sleeping tonight.
Oh, no. They're going to be excited for sure.
Well, they left that one all out on the court. And, of course, this team with a lot of seniors that have seen this through to the championship, Desiree Martinez, Sierra Mackey, Amaya Lewis, Zariah Griffin, Kiara Knight, Kinsey Turner, the seniors on this squad. And they've left us with a lot of great memories for Hobbs Lady Eagle basketball.
Yeah, I think, Absolutely. Too, you got to say one thing about the type of team we've been seeing, blue-collar ethic, even with Coach Casals and now leading it to Coach Carpenter. These coaches work their butts off, too,
yeah,
on the sideline. They expect, I mean, you're not going to do the job. You're coming out, platoon sub. It doesn't matter what it is,
yeah.
That you know, that blue-collar ethic. That's, you don't always see that with coaches. Sometimes
yeah,
they want to pamper athletes, not
no.
these two.
No, it's very true. And, you know, like, Coach Carpenter's been very welcoming as far as coming in the gym, you know, getting in the drills and practices with the girls sometimes. And I love that because it's creating an energy. And I watch how he works with these girls and how he talks to them. And it's it doesn't surprise me that they didn't give up, that they took it to another level, because that's what he does when he coaches them. He gets in them and he gets it all out of them. And he did today. So I definitely want to commend him and his staff today.
And before you leave, Adrian, tell us a little about what your brother's doing now and what do you have plans for the summer for kids in Hobbs?
Okay, absolutely. My brother, he's currently finishing up his season. He's in Cyprus. He's with the team that he won the championship with last year, so I'm sure it's exciting times. It's March Madness over there, too, so cheering for him from over here. When he does get back, we'll absolutely be throwing more camps. Lately, I've been starting a youth training company. It's called A-Train, so I've been really laying down the groundwork for that. Last week, I didn't release anything publicly, but I, you know, by word of mouth, I've been training some kids and stuff, and I'll get that going more this summer and just kind of feedback, keep them going, keep the banners getting hung up and, you know, doing our part when we can in the summer. So, and we'll be doing some camps together as well and bringing in some cool people. What we want to do is more of an international camp because we know so many international professionals, you know, and they love what we do. They see it on social media and so forth. And they're like, I was like, you're always welcome. They're like, well, of course we come. I was like, really? I remember that because I don't play all these camps. So we'll be getting some exciting things going.
Thanks a lot for coming on tonight.
Not a problem.
All right, Adrian Ross joining us here on the Wendy's postgame show from the Pit in Albuquerque. Adrian, thanks so much for spending a little time with us. And with that, my friends, Ty Friend, final thoughts before we put a wrap on this one.
Kind of a big nail biter, hair puller outer. A lot of fans nervous, including me. Of course, getting that win from the come from behind type, down by 8 in the first half, and get down to the wire there. You kind of wondered if the Lady Eagles can pull it out. Critical free throw shooting, some big trays, of course, from Knight, and, of course, we said McGibson as well. Big defense being played by Ayanna Smith, Amaya Lewis getting up and down the court with her 8 rebounds. I mean, just a whole team effort. I mean, it's kind of cliche to say that, but that's what we saw. We didn't see a one dominating performance from Amaya Lewis. It was a bunch of people involved, including Amaya Lewis.
Yeah, everybody stepped up and made that happen. It is a team championship, to be sure. The Hobbs Lady Eagles victorious 64-55. And with that, my friends, we will put a wrap on the 2017-2018 basketball season as we leave the Pit with the big blue trophy. I'd like to say thanks to everybody back at One Radio Square on all the stations for the last couple of months making all this possible. Of course, Harry, our general manager, Harry Harlan, Aaron Forrester, our sales manager. For our backups, Tiff Stuver, Missy, Jesse, and Neil Guerrero, for the entire sports crew, for Marty and Marty, for Ron Gunner, for Alan Scott, for Don Morgan, for Ty Friend, I'm TJ Miracle saying so long from the Pit. The Big Blue Trophy is coming home to Lee County. The Lady Eagles victorious 64-55. This has been exclusive coverage of Hobbs Lady Eagles State Championship Basketball in the Wendy's Postgame Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.